We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're all having a wonderful fall weekend, but I can certainly tell you who is not, and that is one Barack Hussein Obama and another very, very prominent Democrat. You're not going to believe this. You know, we said from the very beginning that these Epstein files are a tripwire. This is a Trump sting, right? The Democrats are walking right into a trap here set for them by President Trump. This is pretty astonishing stuff. And if he pulls this off, and it looks increasingly as if he will, this will be the single greatest political 4D chess move ever. So we've got so much going on here. The Trump administration is dropping portion after portion of the Epstein files, like literal nukes over the Democrat Party. And the latest batch to come out are emails that show that Barack Obama's inner circle had direct communications with Epstein. And Obama himself appears to have been referred to as the boss in correspondence between Epstein and a top White House lawyer, right? So we've got another big guy connection here, right? This is very similar to what we saw with Biden in the emails, where he's getting kickbacks from the corrupt Ukrainian energy company Burisma, right? Where we learned that among all the Biden family members that were getting all their percentage of kickbacks, 10%, if I recall, is 10%, was set for the big guy, right? The term big guy was found to be used several times all throughout Hunter Biden's emails on his now infamous laptop from hell, which of course 51 so-called intelligence experts told us was nothing more than Russian disinformation, which ironically turned out to itself to be the epitome of disinformation. And every single time big guy is used throughout those emails, it clearly referred to Joe Biden. Well, we've got something very similar here with the Epstein emails with regard to Obama. And it all goes through Obama's White House counsel and one of his closest personal friends, Kathleen Ruemmler. She's with Goldman Sachs right now, if you didn't know that. Shows you this revolving door between big government and big business that consolidates unprecedented power and wealth in the hands of very, very few. But here's what the newly released emails show. So in 2014, so this is after Epstein had already pleaded guilty to soliciting prostitution from a minor back in 2008, Kathleen Ruemmler, one of Obama's best friends and part of his inner circle, was exchanging emails with Epstein. And these weren't casual messages. Epstein was asking her to speak to, quote, the boss about something serious. So who's the boss in this situation? Well, there's only one. And it's Obama, the president of the United States. That's the only person she was working for. Now, the email chain is rather stunning. Epstein tells Ruemmler in this email that you need to talk to the boss. And then she responds, agreed, but I need to be prepared to say yes before I talk to him. Now, they're discussing what the emails call high-risk, low-risk professional, emotional, and financial implications. Now, what that exactly is, we have no idea at this point. The emails simply don't say. But you can bet the legacy media ain't going to be asking because it doesn't help them in their attempt to fabricate an anti-Trump narrative with Epstein. Now, this was not an isolated incident. These emails continued through 25 and 2016. So for a full 2 years, Obama's inner circle was apparently maintaining contact with this convicted sex offender. And when asked about it, Ruemmler gave the classic, you know, non-denial, right? She basically said, well, I regret my past associations with Jeffrey, blah, blah. And Goldman Sachs is standing by her. They're saying it's a non-issue for them in terms of them employing her. But there's so much more. Larry Summers, Obama's Treasury Secretary, he was also having regular conversations with Epstein. And I mean regular. And I kid you not, the email shows Summers asking Epstein for dating advice. That's in the emails. High-level Democrats in Obama's inner circle were asking Epstein, one of the single worst child sex offenders in our nation's history, for freaking dating advice. I mean, you have to let this hit you. The Treasury Secretary of the United States was taking romantic counsel from a convicted sex trafficker. And it gets worse. You ready for this? The latest now is that back in 2016, Epstein wrote to the journalist Michael Wolff, and Wolff has been doing everything he possibly can to try to bring Trump down through Epstein, but he admits there's nothing there. He had a personal contact with Epstein, and Epstein was basically like, I got nothing on this Trump guy. But regardless, he did reportedly tell Wolff that Hillary was, quote, doing naughtiness with Vince, doing naughty things, implying she was having a sexual affair with Vince Foster. Now, you remember Vince Foster was deputy White House counsel under Bill Clinton and a longtime Clinton ally going all the way back to Arkansas, and he was found dead in July in 93 from supposedly a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. So this latest revealed Epstein email suggests that Epstein believed, or he had information that Hillary and Vince were having an affair while both worked in the Clinton White House. Now, this is what I mean about the Epstein files being a tripwire for the Democrats. While their lapdogs in the legacy media are obsessing over trying desperately to connect Trump to Epstein, the actual documented connections that are coming out for all to see are actually between Epstein and Obama's people, multiple members of his administration, senior advisors, and current members of Congress. The emails show coordination, they show ongoing relationships, and they show alarmingly casual comfort with a known sexual predator. So what's happening here? Well, next week, Congress will be voting on releasing all the Epstein files. And ironically, it's the Republicans who are suddenly demanding transparency. Democrats, in the meantime, have suddenly seemed to lose their enthusiasm to have all the files released. They just want to continue to cherry pick for them and release only those that mention Trump without any of them having any explicit connection to Epstein's nefarious practices, and none of them will. But it appears too late for the Democrats. They wanted to make Epstein the major issue in D.C. Well, they're getting it. And as a result, now it's high-level Democrats, even a former Democrat president, who are the ones that will have everything to lose. Game, set, match, Trump. So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Enjoy your beautiful fall weekend. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.